the Humble Mud Puppy. The Parklands Foundation is using this small animal that lives along the Mackinac River as a way to raise the profile of the foundation. There's even an event coming up to educate kids of all ages about the mud puppy. Foundation President Jessica Chambers joins us. Chambers says the Parklands Foundation protects land along the Mackinac River for birds, fish, and yes, mud puppies.
I was drawn to the mud puppy because when you say Mackinac River, it's like, it's so big, it's so vast. Some people aren't even familiar with the river. So I think that's really important that they're trying to save land along this river and the river.
How big is the Mackinac watershed?
The watershed actually starts near Sibley, Illinois, and then it there's a bunch of different creeks that dump into it or fall into it. So Panther, Six Mile, Money Creek, Kenline Creek. It's 130 miles long, and it empties into the Illinois River just south of Pekin. One of the cleanest rivers in the state is right in our neck of the woods.
So how do you measure river cleanliness, and how do you preserve it?
The fact that you find the mud puppy in the Mackinac River, which is a key indicator species, is a great indicator that this is a good river.
Why is the mud puppy a key indicator species, and what is that?
The mud puppy is a salamander. It is a state-threatened species. It's an amphibian. And because of that, its skin is sensitive. And so if there are a lot of toxins and pollutants or particulate matter, bad stuff in the river, then that affects the mud puppy, and then you wouldn't find mud puppies around here.
So how big is the mud puppy presence in the Mackinac?
Parklands has several preserves in McLean County and Woodford County. And Dr. Caparella, which is ISU biologist here, has done studies on the mud puppy, and he's found them at the Merwin Preserve, which folks might know. That's the most well-known preserve that Parklands Foundation manages.
Where is the Merwin Preserve from Bloomington Normal?
Just a little, northeast of Lake Bloomington. And a lot of people are familiar with Merwin because they have bluebells. The bluebells were just blooming there like a week or two ago. And that one, they've had that for a very, very long time because Parklands has been around for 52 years. Now, if you follow the Mackinac River into Woodford County, there's several preserves there that people probably don't know Parklands has. And they've been found at Chinkapin, Letcher Basin, which is an amazing property. And then the last, and then Hayes Woods, which is not too far from there. So they've been found all along the river. So that is an indicator that if you're seeing the mud puppy, that it's kind of sensitive to clean water, then you have a clean river. You have a better, a fairly healthy river and ecosystem.
Describe a mud puppy. What does this kind of salamander look like?
Okay, I have a stuffed one here, which is actually bigger than what a real mud puppy would be.
And you can see a photo of that at WGLT.org.
So they're normally about 10 inches to 12 inches. They have a flat head and stubby legs with four distinctive toes, a wide tail, and then they have spots on their back. It was most likely, I would think, for camouflage.
And there's these sort of little fringy things up on the side.
Yes, it's so cool. So if you look at that picture, you'll see my mud puppy headband. But their gills, and this is how the mud puppy breathes. It breathes through the gills on its... It's almost like Jurassic Park looking, isn't it?
They're external gills, though, not like a fish, which are internal, largely.
Exactly, yeah. They kind of flare out off the sides of their head.
Why do an event about all things mud puppy?
I'm the president of Parklands Foundation right now, and Parklands as a foundation has been maybe a little bit frustrated with getting our message out. And I think partly because people are like, what is Parklands? And really, that's why I think it's important to start talking about Parklands and the river, because it's about the river and protecting the life along the river. It was important to me that the connections made specifically on what's living along the river, what's in there. Are there eagles? Are there herons? Are there mussels? Are there mud puppies? And I think when you learn about it, hopefully there'll become an appreciation for that species.
Okay, Jessica, let's talk about your aesthetic choices here then, because the mud puppy is not exactly a beautiful, charismatic animal that will serve as a
a glowing symbol of the pristinity of nature.
Why
pick the mud puppy?
I think I find it really cool. Like one of the other things, besides the red gills, if you try and catch a mud puppy, which most people will never see one because they're very hard to see. A fisherman might catch one maybe, and they get scared by him maybe. But you rarely see the mud puppy. But if you caught one, they exude like this mucus, like snotty substance. And so
you're not selling this.
That's really cool. I think that's really cool. And Dr. Caparella said that like they catch them and then they have to sex them. And just trying to get that sucker to turn over because it's so slippery is really, really hard. So, my kids make the analogy of, you know, if you peel a mango and you're trying to hold on to that mango. I think that's a great analogy.
So this is great for like fifth grade boys, but how about the girls? What's in it for them?
Oh my gosh, my 20-year-old girl loves this. So one of the things is that these mud puppies live in overhangs. Like for example, if you think of a big sycamore tree that's rooty, kind of on the edge of the bank of the river, and it kind of forms a deep pool under there, that might be a place that you would find a mud puppy. And I said, I don't want to go digging for a mud puppy. But she was like, let me at it. I want to dig for a mud puppy. But you can't. You're not supposed to collect them or anything. They're very hard to see, actually.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Jessica Chambers about all things mud puppy in advance of the Sunday, June 9th mud puppy event at Letcher Basin in Woodford County. It's from 10 to 1, and you can go to the Parklands Foundation and Eventbrite to sign up for it. What will you be doing at the event?
So we're going to have a couple of different areas where we'll actually have a real-life sample, and Dr. Caparella will talk to us about the mud puppy. You'll get a mud puppy headband. We'll learn about what mud puppies eat. They're opportunistic feeders, so they'll eat whatever they can get, but you'll learn about that. We're going to hike a little bit. It's located at Letcher Basin, which is one of the most beautiful preserves here in central Illinois. And so you'll learn a little about Letcher, and we're going to hike to the river. And then hopefully we'll get a couple fun river activities as well.
Let's talk about Circle of Life stuff. You mentioned that it's an opportunistic feeder. It eats a lot of different things, mud puppies do. So what is its place in the ecosystem? Why is it crucial and representative of lots of different things, in addition to its sensitivity to contaminants?
I learned a new word from my biology friends, and it's called commensalism. And commensalism is an association between two organisms in which one benefits and the other one doesn't get any, it doesn't get hurt, but doesn't get anything out of it.
So it's not parasitism and it's not symbiosis.
Right.
It's commensalism.
That
middle ground.
Yes. That was my new word I learned last week from my biology friends.
And I like it.
Yeah. So what I learned is that the mud puppy is the host for the larva of the salamander mussel. And the salamander mussel is a very small bivalve. You know, it's two-shelled, like a...
So is this a host as in alien popping out of the chest, or what kind of host are you talking about?
So the mussel lets out the larva, and the larva attach to the gills of the mud puppy, and then they drop off a little ways further up, you know, in the river, and then they become bigger salamander mussels. The thing is, the salamander mussel is a very small mussel, and I was asking Dr. Caparella about this, and thinks they're threatened definitely in Illinois because no one has seen them. They're very small and fragile shells, so that's not to say they're not there, but we'd have to go specifically looking for them. But the fact that we have mud puppies in the Mackinac River would be maybe there are some mussels in there. So it's a salamander mussel. So,
how long do they last in the wild? What's the lifespan of a mud puppy?
I've gotten several different answers on that. Anywhere from about 11 to 20 years. There was a professor at U of I who said, who knows, they could live up to 50 years. You know, they live down at the bottom of a river or a fresh lake, and they can be down there a long time, and it's kind of hard to judge. You know, they're not like a tree where you can count the rings, so it's kind of hard to judge how long they would live there. They do, during the winter when it freezes over, they're still semi-active. They slow down at the bottom of the rivers, or the lakes, but they're still moving around down there, which I think is kind of interesting.
Okay. Now, given the mucus and the slime issue, I'm not sure I want to ask this question, but how do mud puppies get together to make more little mud puppies?
So mud puppies, they breed in the fall, and they lay the eggs in the spring, and they can lay, I think, high-end 100 eggs, but somewhere maybe 50 to 75 is more typical. And I think they will watch those eggs until they hatch, and then they're done. They're like, see ya.
Okay. Kids of all ages?
Oh, like please. It should be, everybody should come to this event. There's so many treats. I mean, you'll get to see, it is a specimen mud puppy. But you'll get to see that. You get to talk to Dr. Caparello, the biologist. You get to learn all about a mud puppy. You get to see Letcher Basin, and you get to see the Mackinac River. And they're all spectacular. You don't want to miss this.
Take a mud puppy adventure with Jessica Chambers and ISU Biological Sciences Professor Angelo Caparella, Sunday, June 9th from 10 to 1 at the Letcher Basin in Woodford County. Jessica, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. It's part of the Parklands Foundation. This is Sound Ideas.